This week, a legendary Philadelphia sports writer will make his debut as a playwright. Ray Didinger has been writing about the Eagles for almost 50 years. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that Didinger saved his personal story for the stage.
When Ray Didinger was 9 years old, he spent a summer vacation in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where the Eagles used to practice preseason. That's where he met wide receiver Tommy McDonald.
When Tommy McDonald joined the Eagles in 1957, he immediately became my favorite player, as he was pretty much every little kid's favorite player. He was the smallest guy on the team, and you all identified with him. He really did look like a little kid out there playing with all those giants. So if you're a 9-year-old sitting in the stands, of course he's the guy you're going to identify with. And I did, and all my friends did. We all loved Tommy McDonald.
That boy grew up to be one of the best football writers in the country. When Didinger became a voting member of the Football Hall of Fame, the first thing he did was to push for the induction of McDonald. McDonald had been one of the best wide receivers in the league, but that wasn't enough.
His career was an odd one. He bounced around a lot. He played for 5 different teams. A lot of them weren't very good. The Hall of Fame voters, they honor the guys that win the championships. They honor the guys that play for the great teams. And sometimes players who spend their career playing for the lesser teams kind of wind up getting forgotten. And I think that happened to Tommy.
Didinger's play is about his 10-year campaign to get McDonald into the Hall of Fame. It's called Tommy and Me.
This was our Sunday ritual.
The title of the play is also a list of its characters. Tommy's played by 2 actors, a younger Tommy and an older Tommy. Likewise, Didinger, portrayed as both a 10-year-old boy and as an adult.
I like the smell of the hot dogs.
And the hot chocolate.
Camel's little cans, remember?
Yeah, you used to burn your tongue every week.
Not every week.
In the play, the younger Ray is an unabashed fan, and the older Ray is an objective reporter. The younger Ray advises Ray as an adult on what matters most in the Football Hall of Fame.
That sort of tingle and excitement you felt going to the stadium on a Sunday morning, you're just so excited, you're going to the Eagles game, and you can't wait to get there. It is different than when you're going to the stadium and you got your computer slung over your shoulder and you're showing your press pass. You don't feel the same thing walking in the door. And I ask yourself the question, wait, did I lose something here?
Didinger says he wanted this play to appeal to more than just sports fans. It has universal themes. But there will definitely be more excitement inside the Fringe Arts Building on Columbus Avenue when Tommy McDonald himself will be in attendance. He is expected to see one of the 12 performances. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.